I opened my eyes and noticed a bunch of dog hairs swirling around in the air. Several of them, a bunch of them, had landed on my tongue-ary region, forcing me to close my mouth and spit them out. I beamed a glare at my assistant. Over the roar of the wind, I yelled, "Hey, quit shedding hair. They're getting in my mouth." He grinned. "Yeah, I was under Slim's bed, but it sounded like fun." "Mouth. My mouth. You killed a mouse? You're getting hair in my mouth. You got a mouse in your mouth? No! I'm getting your hair in my mouth. Hair. Your hair is swirling around. Squirrels around? I thought they were mice. What? The squirrels. Were they inside the house? Those were mice. Mice. Yeah, squirrels are nice. I've always liked them." This wasn't working. I heaved a sigh and pulled myself out of my spare tire throne and lumbered over to the runt. I put my mouth at the entrance of his ear canal and raised my voice. "I said, you are shedding hair. The hair is getting in my mouth." He crumpled up like a burned spider and put his paws over his ears. "Don't yell, it hurts my ears and I hate to be yelled at in the morning." "Okay, then try reading my lips. Look at my mouth." He looked at my mouth. "I'll be darned. Did you know you got dog hairs in your mouth?" "What? You'll have to speak up. I can't hear anything in this wind." He put his mouth next to my ear. "Did you know you've got dog hairs in your mouth?" His screeching was so loud, it caused my auditory circuits to short out. "Don't yell in my ear, you bonehead. I'm not deaf. Now, what did you say? I'll try to read your lips. Drover, you've got dog hair all over your lips. Were you aware of that?" "I know. I think they're yours. Maybe you're shedding hair in this heat."
For a moment, I stared into the emptiness of his eyes. I felt exhausted, worn down by the forces of chaos. "Drover, sometimes I get the feeling that it's impossible to communicate with you. Please don't ever speak to me again."
"Oh, that's okay. A few little hairs won't hurt. Drover, sometimes I think I hate you." "No, I ate first thing this morning. I couldn't hold another bite, but thanks."
I turned away from the little lunatic and staggered back to my spare tire. I curled up and closed my eyes for the remainder of the ride. Make no mistake about it, Drover is a weird little mutt.